Here we have the image of Bartimaeus, the healing of a blind man, another one of Jesus' great miracles. We've heard it before, we're familiar with it. Jesus was healing a lot of ailments throughout his time on earth. But there's always something deeper, remember, in these stories than just him doing a miracle. Why? Because there's something deeper than simply moving from the organs of the eyes not working to working. Well, how do we know this? Because our eyes don't always work well, even when they seem to be functioning. If you were to witness an accident and ask five different people what happened, you'd get different color cars, different culprits, different scenarios, and in the end, we would be left with nothing. Our eyes can deceive us. So it's not simply about making an organ work. I have a wonderful father who used to allow me to work with him in the mornings as a young boy in his garage. He loves to tinker, and especially with cars. And I would run out early in the morning after cartoons and get to help him. And there would come the moment where Dad would say, "Josh, I need the 3/16 wrench." And I would kind of be in trepidation knowing, all right, Dad knows exactly where it's at, but he's under the vehicle. And I would go looking. And he'd say, "It's in there. It's by the bench on the left, about 2 feet up." He knew exactly where it was. And I'd go in and I'd look and look and look. And I'd say, "It's not here, Dad. Where is it?" He says, "Right in front of your nose." And sure enough, I would just look and how did I miss it? And it became a weekly ritual where I was humbled by my eyesight not working properly. You've been there before where you're looking for something and it's right in front of you. So it's not just about eyesight. It's about something deeper. What's it about, this healing of a blind man? There's some details in there that are important. It's about perhaps seeing God. Is that not the more important thing? Nothing wrong with Jesus doing his miracles and healing the blind and the deaf and the lame. But the deeper meaning is about seeing God. And guess what? Bartimaeus, in this story, even in his blindness, could see God. And I think that's what Jesus is trying to tell us. That yes, he went from blindness to full sight, followed Jesus on his way, and they're headed into Jerusalem. That's an image of salvation. In the Latin, the word for healing is the same root as our word for salvation. So in his healing, he's being saved. So we move from a state of blindness to healing. But there's something in there, is that even in the blindness, Bartimaeus is teaching us something about seeing God. I remember a few years ago reading a wonderful story, I think it was in the Grand Forks Herald, about a blind marathon runner. And this man, he was an ex-Marine, and when he was just going about his daily business, there was a shooting, and he was hit by a bullet right behind his eye and left him completely blind. But in his blindness, God did something great for him, and his faith came alive. And he changed his ways and didn't let it become a burden and didn't let it become something was going to hold him back. But God did something beautiful and he started running marathons. And in fact, he ran through North Dakota several years ago. That's when they had this story. And he had a great t-shirt. It said, "Caution, blind runner." It's a good thing to warn people of, right? I don't know where I'm going. I'm blind and running marathons. Marathons are hard enough in and of themselves. And here was a blind man. And then underneath, he had the most important thing. He said, "Someone with a gun took my eyesight away, but God has since given me vision." And he said, when he ran, he could see God. And that's the miracle in it. And that's the miracle in Bartimaeus. And guess what? That's for us too, because we're not there. We know. We don't have full sight. That will come in heaven when we can fully behold the face of God. But is not seeing God in a deeper sense, and not just in the physical sense, is that not what we want? To know he's here. To see him each day and to hear his words. What Bartimaeus and this blind marathon runner tell us is that it's possible. And it's happening. That we can see God. Even before the completion, before all of our blindness has fallen away, the scales are no longer in our eyes. We can see God. How do we do that? Well, Bartimaeus shows us how. What does he do? First, he goes to Jesus. He is persistent and goes to Jesus. Because they kind of said, no, keep your mouth shut. you're an annoyance. And he keeps calling out, you are the Son of God. Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. And he persistently calls out to him and he goes to him. What do we call that? Regularly going to the Lord? Persistently, regularly, we call that prayer. We got to pray. And you will see God. Those of you who are praying regularly know it. When I don't pray, I don't see God. Things fall apart. I know we have busy lives. God can do a lot with a little. Give him what you can. We got to sit down. And what do we do when we sit down? Say, Jesus, show me your face. I want to see you. Tell him what you want. I want to see you. Because that will do more than a new house, do more than all the other things we want in this world. I want to see you, and that heals this heart. And then there's another thing that I think is an absolute remedy for blindness to God each day. Until we get to the fullness of sight, as Bartimaeus had. In the meantime, in our blindness, there's one way in prayer, and even outside of prayer, in order to see God, and I think that's by way of gratitude. I promise you, if each day you thank God for 10 things, you will see him. You will see all the ways that he is richly blessing you. When I'm not grateful, then all the world becomes as a hindrance to me, a burden, ugly, despairing. When I have a grateful heart, guess what? God's everywhere in all these little things. And that's what true sight is. Knowing his presence here now, loving me, providing for me, we will get to see him face to face. But we can see him now with something deeper than simply a functioning, beautiful organ, which is a great organ that it is, our eyes. We can see him, and Bartimaeus gives us that hope, and Jesus says, you're on the right road. Come and follow me. Let's go deeper. So let us spend that time in prayer begging the Lord to show us his face and being grateful for what he has done for us. And then you'll see him a million times a day if you don't already. And then life gets beautiful. God bless you.